Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello.
I'll take.
Sick. Sorry.
Yay. Guys.
My laptop settings were like not. I got it. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. We're sorry. I'm sorry.
Everyone's so sorry.
It's always great when I'm not the only one. Usually it's me. I'm just like, can't figure it out.
I think every time we do this, there will be AV issues, and it's going to be a part of the show somehow.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to You Never Know Episode 2. Thanks so much to everyone who listened to Episode 1 today. We have a guest. We have a special guest here. Chelsea, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself? And I'll kind of do the same because I don't think you know me, but you know Jake, obviously.
Yeah, cool. Hey, I'm Chelsea. I actually don't really know Jake. I know of Jake. We grew up in close proximity to one another. I think we have some mutual friends, but yeah, I'm just a girl.
A girl. Where do you live? Where in the country are you?
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina now, but I grew up in Sudbury. So same town as Jake. We went to the same high school and I presume middle school.
Chelsea, what year were you?
Nice. I was 2010.
As intense.
And to be fair, like I went to boarding school for a lot of it. So I obviously had friends in Sudbury, but I wasn't like in LS at all.
Okay.
On the show. Yeah. So my name's Justin. I lived with Jake in the building that he's currently in Boston. I'm in New York now helping him with this podcast and other stuff. His life at this point, because it's hectic.
Extremely hectic.
Yeah.
Complicated. Chelsea, I thought it was like really like the way I found you was just you commented on Facebook and you were just like, oh, don't worry about court. I went to court with Ellen and I won. And then I like messaged you and you were like, I was like, wait, is this real? Like, how do you know? And then, yeah, found out that we went to the same high school. So this is like pretty crazy.
What's so crazy is like, I'm not that girl. I don't comment. I'm not in the comments section. I barely go on Facebook. Like truly, I have it for Marketplace and that's like it. So yeah, this feels very small world and weird for sure.
So that's how you guys connected was through Facebook comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
And just going to like how you're not a Facebook person. I didn't even know my Instagram posts were being posted on Facebook as well until like 30 days ago. So
that's funny. Yeah. Like all this time, the stuff I've been seeing on Facebook probably wasn't even a Facebook post. That's really funny.
Well, yeah, it's just like connected somehow. So it gets duplicated. But
life of the three of us in technology, honestly, it seems like we're
good at technology. We're on it. That should be the name of this podcast.
Yeah, that's why it is called You Never Know, because we never know. You know what I mean? No one knows.
And you never know in life, period, like what can happen. And like, really, I didn't know anyone that knew my wife before she was my wife. So hearing that, you know, you knew her was crazy.
Yeah.
I was very excited to talk to you.
Which is weird, because when you know Elle, you feel like she's someone who has her hands in every area. Like you feel like she's someone who knows everyone, if that makes sense. But yeah, she disappears quickly and then you realize maybe she never knew anyone at all. I don't know. It's very strange.
That was very well put. And like, so I don't even know where we start. Justin, where do you think we should start?
So I have a feeling that this is going to be a two-parter just to kick it off there. Given some of what Jake told me, and I know we're going to get into some of kind of his thoughts on the situations at the end of this too, if that's cool with you here. But yeah, the goal was to y'all had a chat, I think a couple weeks ago, a week ago, I forget exactly when, and it sounded like a juicy one and that you guys got into some details and I'm sure there's way more. So why don't we kick it off with maybe just like how you know in the first place, how y'all got connected and the beginning of the story, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to start, Jake, unless you have a... All right.
Yeah, please.
So I'll be honest, like, I don't even really know how Jake and I are friends on Facebook. It's either that we really did meet in high school and we've just been friends on Facebook ever since, or it's that I heard after knowing Elle that she married him and I was like, let me check this out because that's insane that anyone would marry her. Like, I'd be lying if I told you that I remember how Jake and I were connected on Facebook. But I do remember, you know, I knew his name for sure. I really do think that we have many mutual friends because there's no way that I like would know his name like this.
And you said you were 2010 in high school and Jake, you're 2007, right?
Yeah. And like, you know, we knew, we definitely had a couple mutual friends, but who knows
how many. I have older brothers who did go to LS, you know, so like, I think I had a brother, I don't even know, but yeah, like around the same time as you. So I'm sure it's a small town. It's not massive, like at all. But I remember seeing a post, Jake, that you had made at some point. And honestly, your story at that point was still something had happened to you. You're out of it now. And like the moral of the story was drugs are bad, right? Like I think you thought maybe that it was drugs or your drug use or what have you. And I was like, that's crazy. You know, it happened to, you happened to post it at the same time where I had a lot of losses in my life because of drugs. And I happened to be like, fuck drugs. And I was like, this is like the perfect, you know, story for that. And then like somewhere along the way, the story changed. And I didn't really understand like how, because I didn't follow it, you know, like I happened to see that one post on Facebook and I was like, wow, that's crazy. So fast forward and I think it was on Facebook, like I saw pictures of you and Elle at the gristmill and it was your wedding photos. And I was like, oh my God, like someone married this girl. And I just remember I immediately texted like the one person that went through this all with me. And I was like, girl, like Elle is married to a dude from Sudbury. Like, this is crazy. Yeah. And then it all just kind of like spiraled.
I'm just like, I had no, like, I've lost for words. Like someone saw that picture and thought that. I wish someone let me know.
I mean, I don't even know. And like, it's weird because I met Elle through some of my friends from Sudbury, but I didn't think of her as someone who, you know, had like infiltrated the Sudbury crew, if that makes sense. Like she was very comfy in her Hudson Marlboro life. And that's like really where she hung out a lot. So I didn't even consider that she would know other people from Sudbury, even though it's such a small town and like you stay there long enough, you know, everyone from the surrounding towns, you know, like it doesn't take long. Yeah. Just wild.
So did you went to high school with her, but you didn't know her in high school either?
No, I went to boarding school, but I
got it. Okay.
I hung out in Sudbury. It's where my house was. It's where I grew up. She was from, I still forget, Hudson or Marlboro. I don't know. They're this kind of the same town to me. Town next door.
Basically. On that lake, which both towns border, and I know her parents were in Hudson, but well, go on.
Anyways, then I think like your story had kind of changed on Facebook, but admittedly, like I've not listened to Blink. I've not listened to this. I don't know if that makes me like a bad student, but
no, not at all. Like the opposite.
Even better.
But I remember I was texting a girl who lived with Elle and I about Elle, right? Like sometimes we'll text each other like PTSD, just like, remember that crazy girl that we lived with? And she was
Can we give your friend a fake name? A pseudonym?
Yeah.
Rachel. Can we call her Rachel?
All right, I love it.
I don't know.
Wonder if that was her real name?
Rachel.
Sounds like it wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, so Rachel and I, like, we don't talk often anymore, you know, but when we do, we, like, almost always reference that time on the lake with Elle because it was wild.
So can we talk about it? Like, can you, like, how did you meet, where, how'd you meet Elle? And, you know, it sounds like you ended up living together, right? Like, what happened?
Yeah. Like, hindsight 2020, I just should have known, like, every step of the way. But much like Jake, it sounds like I just didn't. So I was really good friends with a couple of people from Sudbury. I, like, grew up with them. And they were living with Elle at the time. And I would stop by. This was, like, one of my best friends who I grew up with. And I would stop by from time to time and just kind of hang out, you know, on the porch. I was like, oh, sick, you know, you live on the lake. Like, you must be doing really well. Elle had this, I mean, for our age, insane house, right? Like, it was her own, first of all, which we were in our early 20s. Like, that just isn't real.
And what time frame is this? Is this like 2013, 14, something 13, like that?
14, okay. Yeah. And yeah, and they lived with her there. And I was just like, cool. Like, I'm still drinking in my friend's parents' basements. So, like, this is sick. You know, you guys have a lake house. You must be doing pretty well. That's awesome. So happy for you. Whatever. But my friends who were living with her were, like, actually kind of going through a bit of a tough time. And so I would come over every now and then and, like, we just talk about life on the porch and look at the lake, you know? And I think I met Elle, like, once or twice, but she knew me as her roommate's best friend from childhood. And so when he started to go down what she thought was a bad path, I just remember she, like, randomly messaged me on Facebook and was basically like, hey, I don't know what I got myself into here, but, you know these people better than I do, and I'd love to just meet up and talk with you. I don't really know how to handle this situation. And I was like, sure, like, whatever, right?
And this was not Rachel. This is a different person.
This was, right, this was a different person. We'll call him, insert name.
Scott.
Scott, yeah, Scott. So basically, she wasn't wrong, right? Like, Scott was struggling and had a tendency to be a little bit reckless with his behavior. And it was him and his brother in the house, and they were both a little bit reckless. And so together, I could totally see how, you know, a girl my age, presumably innocent on all accounts, would feel overwhelmed, right, by having them in her house. And so I was like, yeah, you know, I don't know what I can offer you, but, like, if it's just comfort that you need, or if you need to just know how to enter a conversation without it blowing up, like, I can try my best, right? But Scott and his brother were, like, at a pretty volatile time in their lives. So I was like, maybe we'll see. So we meet for coffee, and, like, instantly she had a hold on me. She presents as a down ass chick. Like, she is so cool, calm, collected. She's like the girl that every girl wants to be, you know? She's, like, active. She dirt bikes. She knows everyone in town. She, like, drinks beer and hangs out with the dudes. And I was just like, I can relate to this, you know? Like, and I love you. I, like, immediately was like, I love you.
Like, how quickly, like instantly, or, like, within 5 minutes from like getting coffee with her?
It was instantly. Like, I entered the situation and she gave me a big hug. You know, that's, like, who I am as well. So I was like, okay, like, this is cool. She, like, immediately starts talking about herself, and, you know, all she's talking about is how, like, she has 3 jobs and she works really hard, and, you know, like, she bought this house on her own accord, and, like, you know, she's, like, made it, and she feels like she's being brought down by someone else's circumstance. And I was like,
hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yo, this is exactly how I feel about my life. Like, this, you're just, like, saying my thoughts all the time. That's crazy. I love you. And so we hit it off, like, for sure. She is captivating. Like, Absolutely.
And I've never met Elle. Y'all have, obviously, as a third party listening in. Like, that's the theme throughout, is that she's just like captivating. She's charismatic. She like sucks everyone in. Everyone loves her. She like knows how to manipulate like the human person, you know?
Yeah. I mean, with hindsight, like, and not as a professional here, but like sociopathic comes to mind for sure. It's like uncanny the way that she can just like mark who you are as a person and then mirror it right back to you.
I got sucked in.
Yeah.
Extremely fast as well.
Yeah.
As we all know.
Because I married her. I want to hear more about your story.
Yeah. I married her very quickly.
Yeah. So yeah, I fell in love with her. And then, you know, in our first conversation, she was like, wow, you know, like, fuck this situation. I don't like the people that I'm living with. And I personally happen to be on the outs with Scott and his brother at this time. And so I was like, look, I don't want to be the reason that like they don't have somewhere to live. But like, if this is something that you go through with, you know, let me know. Because
I'd love to live in your lake house.
Yeah, exactly. And I was also, I had like a bit of a weird living situation at the time. I was living with a bunch of people who I worked with, and it was just like, it was a lot, you know? Yeah, would love to live in her lake house. Exactly correct.
Yeah. I've seen that house. It's a nice house.
It is a nice house, especially, like I said, for a 20-whatever-year-old who was still drinking in her friend's parents' basements. Like, it seemed like a pretty sick setup.
And I think this was probably still your friend's parents' basement lake house, but she said it was hers, right? You didn't know at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm over here thinking like, oh, wow, 3 jobs, you know, bought a house. Like, this is the kind of person that I need to be surrounding myself with. Because at the time, I was very much feeling like a victim of other people's circumstance. You know, obviously, as an adult, I can look back and say, you know, whether you were participating in things that you thought were the most unsavory or not, like, you put yourself in those scenarios and that was 100% your choice, right? But at the time, I was definitely feeling like a victim. And yeah, so I just thought like she was it, you know, she was like some sort of ticket for sure.
So you had coffee, you were like, if Scott and his brother friend move out, I would be interested in moving in, just like that too, like right away, almost like the way that Jake ended up marrying her. But roommates is a little less committal, so that's fine. And so that's how, so, and then that ended up happening, is that right? That they moved out, you moved in?
Yeah, she ended up calling me like a couple weeks later. I do think that we were like texting, kind of in touch, not necessarily about that, but just about like her situation, you know. And yeah, I think I moved in there like within less than a month later. Completely burned bridges with Scott and his brother at the time. And we were just kind of like,
were they pissed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were for sure pissed. But they also were like, good luck. And I remember just thinking, like, you guys are delusional. Like, and I could argue that they are a little bit still to this day. But in that moment, I remember feeling like it was totally, you know, unwarranted that they would say something like that to me. So,
Jake, you all right? What's going on?
Just like, well, also my feet are on fire right now. And like, long story, Chelsea, I had this like poison ant venom treatment on my feet where they wrap them in fire ant venom and they're burning. But also when I get all fired up, they burn a little extra. And yes, this is just like crazy. It's crazy. Like,
yeah, we're like, all saying really normal sentences right now. You just like, had fire ants.
Yeah.
I remember when you went to get it the first time, I think you're like, oh yeah, they're doing this like experimental treatment. It's like fire ant venom that they wrap your feet in and it absolutely is burning.
But I feel like I'm walking like, on coals. It's
crazy.
But like, I forget what you said, Justin. You were like, little less committal, but like, you know, roommates a little less committal than, but you kind of went through like a very similar thing I went through with her, except, yeah, stakes were lower. It's just like crazy. And then hearing what Scott was saying about like, good luck, and like you're feeling like they're delusional, it's like probably if you had called me to be like, why are you marrying this girl? I would have been like, Chelsea, you're delusional. So right. Full circle.
Yeah. And I do really remember feeling like it was us against the world. You know, like I could see how that would take place in a relationship with her as well, because she locks in and she makes you like her whole world. And at the time, like, obviously in different ways, Jake, right? But like, it feels good. It feels good to feel like, wow, someone really gets me. And they're willing to spend like all their time and energy on me, with me, bonding with me, you know, whatever. Being the same person as me, apparently.
Until it wasn't.
Right.
So yeah, let's get into as much as you're comfortable getting into, obviously. But so you do move in. Is that right? And you move in with, does Rachel move in with you also? Is that why?
Yeah, I think no. It was okay. Just me for, I mean, call it a month. It wasn't like a lot of time, but I definitely had time there, just me and Elle.
And so you move in and is the first month normal? What are things like? Like, what's the day to day? What's she doing? Is she working? Like, where, you know, what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, just mind you, like, exact timelines. I mean, this was a really long time ago.
Yeah, but totally.
Yeah, let's call it a week, 2 weeks, whatever. I mean, it was fun, right? Like, we were living on a lake house. We were both a little bit YOLO. And we were like, had this budding best friendship, you know? But it really didn't take me long to just start looking around and questioning if she was who she said she was. Like,
what was the first thing?
So honestly, I think the first thing was all of the people who had just come in and out of that house, the kinds of people they were, the kinds of things they had with them. And I just remember being like, oh, Scott was not the problem. Like, you are surrounding yourself with these people on a daily basis and you're encouraging, you know, a lot of the behaviors or whatever. But yeah, like I would just be chilling in the kitchen making lunch and like 5-6 dudes just walking through, like not acknowledging my presence, going directly to her bedroom, you know. And
so like running a train type situation.
I don't know. I don't know. But I mean,
who knows? We don't know. You never know.
It became very apparent very quickly that Elle had a lot of suitors. I don't know what happened with them or not, but they all seemed to be in love with her and willing to do just about anything she asked them to do. And I don't know how formal those arrangements are. I don't know, right? But there were like a lot of people who would live and die for her. And it was crazy to me. But
were your one-on-one interactions with her? And again, this is 11 years ago, so I'm sure things, you know, come in and out of memory. But like, were your interactions with her still normal? Or were you like, yo, who are all these dudes? Like, who's coming in the house? Like, can you give me a heads up when they do? I don't know. Like,
honestly, knowing me, I think that I wanted to seem like I was chill. You know, she was so chill. And frankly, I actually did work 3 jobs. So the amount of time that I was actually at home wasn't a ton. And when I was, yeah, I was just trying to either kick back or pretend like I was someone who kicked back, you know? So I wasn't really trying to
question anything or like maybe. Yeah,
And it wasn't really my place. I still kind of felt like a guest there, right? Like, even though I was paying rent, I mean, I had only been there for a few weeks. So, but you know, you see those things and you think like, okay, like something's not only off, but very different to what you had presented in the beginning, right? And then, I mean, there were lots of other things. Like, she would always come home with hundreds of dollars worth of stuff, toys, always toys, like fun stuff from like Walmart. Like, she would just leave in the middle of the day and she would come back with like bags and bags and bags of like water guns and water balloons. And like, and it was just like, who what party are you throwing and who's invited? Like, and where did you get this money? You know, I'm 20, whatever at the time. I really am working three jobs and I barely have enough money for like rent and my alcohol at night, which is all I cared about because I was 20, whatever. And I just remember being like, oh, you must do really well. The jobs that you have must like really good for you. Like, okay, you are who you said you were, right? You can afford all these things or whatever. And then you live there for one more week. And it's like, well, you're never at work. Like I remember I had to take a day off. I think I got like some dental work done or something like that. So I was home like all morning and then I left mid-morning and she was still there. And it was like, oh yeah, well, they told me I could work from home today. And I was like, okay, cool. You got it like that. But you know, that was pre-COVID. Like nobody worked from home, you know? And I like left for the dentist and then I came back and like, she was just still on the couch with three, four people like hanging out, drinking beers. And I was just like, okay, you know, and then that happened like a few more times. And I was like, when does this person actually ever work? Like, this is insane. I don't really understand what's going on here at all.
What job? Do you know what job she said she had?
Yeah. So at the time she had just left one job. I'll be honest, I don't remember what it was. And moved to, it was like a bike shop in town. They like repaired and maybe sold like ATVs or four-wheelers or something like that.
It's real. I've been there, but I don't know her.
Oh, I've been there too. Yeah, but I don't, you know, the details are fuzzy. But she said that she had been brought on as like COO, like chief operations officer. And I just remember thinking like, oh, that's a serious title. But I also know what small companies are like, right? Like they kind of just hand titles out. And if you're just one of four people, then like, yeah, you're the COO, sure. But still, like I remember thinking I had no reason not to believe that she had that skill set. Like I didn't know her through a hole in the wall. But essentially she was doing, or she was saying that she was doing like all of their inventory purchasing and then like scheduling of all the employees and all that stuff. She sounded like she ran the place. It was weird. It was weird. I went to the shop once, I think to pick her up. I don't know why else I would have been there, honestly, but I went once and it became very apparent that she was not the CEO anything. Like she, you know, was being asked to like stock a shelf at the time or something. And it was a little weird. She was like hooking up with one of the dudes she worked with. And I know that as a fact because I lived in her house. And then it kind of seemed like she was also maybe hooking up with the owner or the guy who ran it. And it always seemed like there was like some drama going on, but it wasn't like C-level, you know, behavior. It just wasn't. So
just that classic Ellen stuff.
So it sounds like very quickly things just like didn't add up. So it's like immediately you meet her. Wow, she's got her shit together. She's got, you know, these jobs. She got this amazing house. You move in and it's like random people coming through, buying squirt guns for the house, not actually ever going to work, going to her work one time. And she's being asked to stock shelves and you recognize a couple of the guys because they've been to the house and maybe you didn't know that before. I don't know that they worked there too. Like it just wasn't adding up.
It just wasn't adding up. And, you know, in that moment, you have to think like, all right, how much of this is really my problem, right? Like a little bit, who cares if she's not who she is? Like, so we don't have to be best friends. That's fine. I live on a lake. Like,
and I pay rent and it's kind of my place too. And I'm having a good time. So right. It's fine.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, there's like steps of escalation to it, right? So definitely things start to not add up. But then like I started to realize why, or maybe not why, but it's very much like who she is. There's something, it became apparent to me that there was something like off there. A lot of manic behavior, you know, you would start a conversation. It was apparently one she didn't want to have. She cut you off real fast. And it was very like, daddy just hit mommy at the dinner table vibes. You know, you're just like, oh, and you don't know if you're allowed to talk again. And that's when I was kind of like, all right, maybe this is my problem. Like, maybe this is my problem and I have to do something about it. I remember, and Jake, I told you this story, but one of my like first inklings that something was really off was we were having like our housewarming party, probably like 2 months in, because we were waiting for warm weather or whatever. I have all of my friends, you know, just hanging out on the dock. Like, don't get me wrong. We were up, we were partying, we were drinking, you know, whatever. But it was like a backyard barbecue vibe for us. And Elle had a bunch of people there to begin with. And then they all kind of started to like fizzle out. And I just remember she disappeared for like an hour. And I was like, okay, she went to bed. Like, it's late. I get it. Whatever. She comes back. It's just her and one girl. And they're holding, I'm not kidding you, hundreds of bottles of lube and like a plastic kiddie pool. And they're going to have a KY jelly wrestling match. And I just remember feeling like, wow, I like looked at all my friends and I was like, I can't even laugh this off. That's how like insane this feels. A, it's so not the vibe. B, it's like 4 a.m. C, she really just spent hundreds of dollars on lube. Like there were just so many aspects of it where I was like, okay, this is insane. This is insane behavior. Like this is not someone who understands how to read a room, like at all. She is totally tunnel vision.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know how else to describe that. It was a really strange.
And were all your friends like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, did she know what? She didn't mention to anyone that she was going to go do this. She just like showed up with hundreds of bottles of lube. And
it was just her and her friend. And she just like performed for us. And it was like so uncomfortable. Like I said, it wasn't even something that like anyone was laughing off. You know, we were all like cringing, crawling out of our skin, just like, what is happening? And they just kept going.
Like wrestling each other.
Well, the whole thing, right? Like you show up with the bags and you get a certain reaction that's very clearly like, okay, if that's what y'all want to do, like no one's going to participate, have fun. At which point that's your opportunity to be like, oh, okay, just kidding, right? but no, they like double down. And do you know how long it takes to empty out hundreds of bottles of personal sized lube? I mean, they were setting up for like a full hour. You know what I mean? Like this wasn't a small choice. Like this was a big choice that they made and that they continued to commit to. And all of us were just like, if it wasn't 5 a.m. and if we had anywhere else to be, like we would be there because this is so uncomfortable.
And then they got in the lube.
Oh, yeah. And then they wrestled. Oh, they wrestled for sure. Yeah. And, you know, like, Elle definitely has a lot of confidence. And she should. I mean, she's a beautiful girl. Like, I will give her that. She's an absolutely beautiful girl. And historically speaking, I think she has plenty of confirmation that people are attracted to her, you know. But it was just like,
you and your friends were the Homer Simpson, whatever gif, like, back in the bushes kind of thing. Like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to see you later. So that's wild. So that happened. Did you guys like stick around, I guess? Or like did everyone just kind of hang out and then the party was over and you were like, I'm really sorry about my new landlord. I don't know.
Yeah. Logistically speaking, it was like the early hours of the morning. We had all been drinking all night. Like where are
yeah,
we
you're not going anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
We did eventually like leave for breakfast as soon as something opened up. And I like remember that very specifically being like, all right, eggs, like, is that the move now? Because, but yeah, it felt a little bit like torture for a while. We just had to like watch this.
Dude, crash. She is so crazy. Like,
I mean, the manic comment feels like very real though too, just hearing behaviors and like who knows if that's what it is or true, but
what's crazy about it is that she can I get like you become manic at different times, but she can like I feel like she can turn it on and turn it off when she wants to almost.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I always felt like she had triggers for sure, and I learned what they were quickly because I wanted to avoid them at all costs. But what was always the most jarring is when I would like come home from work and she was already like in the middle of it, you know, and you were just like, oh God, I just walked into this. Like, I don't, like, how do I make myself unseen in this moment? But I don't know.
So this was, go ahead.
Sorry. It just, I really can't speak to like any sort of reality about her mental state, right? Like, all I can speak to is my experience and what it seemed like and what it felt like. But I don't know if you guys have ever experienced, like, you watch all logic and reason like leave someone's eyes, you know? And I did that with her on many occasions. I was just like, okay, like, you're not the person that I know anymore in this moment, and now we're just gonna have to like ride this out, you know? Like, everything you say from here on out, you're correct because it's not worth it. And at the first chance I get, I'm going to find a reason that's reasonable for you for me to dismiss myself, you know?
Totally. And so did you ride it out? What so you had a housewarming party and then were you like, damn, I got to get out of this house?
I mean, look, like I said, I worked a lot. The number of hours of the day that I was actually there were minimal, increasingly minimal. And like, yeah, I had my own house. Like, I don't know. I just, like, the pros in this moment still outweighed the cons, so much so that I actually asked Rachel to move in. And I think a part of it was very much like, maybe in hindsight, I would love to not be alone here and we could just like, you know, enjoy this together. Maybe
be bored. Did you give Rachel the a little like warning about heading in?
I'll be so honest, like that exact series of I don't remember, right? Like when I realized L was L versus when I invited Rachel into the situation, I really don't. I couldn't say, but I do know that Rachel was probably only there for a month.
Next time on You Never Know.
And he just like pulls a chair, flips it around, sits on it backwards, and it becomes really clear. First of all, he's holding the chef's knife casually, and he has a gun. I was like, locks have been changed, we're locked out, I pay to live here, like, I just want my stuff, and I will go. And I called the cops. What was even weirder about this is I swear to you she bought an apron for the occasion.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.